just announce before I give out the first hymn that, God willing, we hope to have a 6-monthly church meeting on the 13th of January. This will sing hymn number 11, the tune is Montgomery 375. Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my song, the joy of my heart, the boast of my tongue. My free grace alone, from first to the last, has won my affections and bound my soul fast. My mercy in Jesus exempts me from hell. Its glories I'll sing and its wonders I'll tell. 'Twas Jesus, my friend, when he hung on the tree, who opened the channel of mercy for me.
Thank you.
Gospel according to John, chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may be, they may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. For I have loved that no man in this, as a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. And because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. And this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, ye shall testify of me, and ye shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Almighty and gracious, merciful God, we will pray that we might approach unto thee through the merits of thy dear Son, and the Holy Spirit might dwell and die through prayer in their souls, that we might come wrestling, Lord, with their doubts and fears and unbelief, and press through these crowds of doubts and fears and unbelief, and be favoured, Lord, to grant a touch, to touch thy garment, to receive those healing blessings that thou alone, Lord, canst reveal to us. We feel so unworthy of thy notice of all those mercies we've been singing of. But we do pray, Lord, that we are manifested to be sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption, that thou hast chosen us. And oftentimes in the furnace of affliction, to lift us out of, Lord, our state by nature, and be brought, Lord, to feel that union and communion with thee from off the mercy seat. We continually, Lord, need thee to instruct and teach us in the way thou hast to go. We continually, Lord, need thee to keep alive our own soul, and, Lord, increase our faith and our hope and our love, that true love which is more than notion, something known found in our soul, something we're persuaded of through the work of the Blessed Comforter, who comforts the troubled heart and says, be still and know that I am God. All to bow down on you, Lord, we are needy sinners and shall be to the end of our lives. And our hopes are in thy mercy. Our hopes, Lord, are in the merits of the Son of God, who has laid down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends, if ye take heed to my commandments, and love to thee that will keep them. Lord, it is a dark day, and thou knowest all about us, and all about this sin-stained world, and that this sin-stained land, Lord, that we dwell in. And pray, Lord, that there might yet be a change, a halt, Lord, for the falling away, a blessed coming of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit, to teach men that they are in need of someone higher than they, to make them wise unto salvation. Because, Lord, thou knowest them that are dying. No doubt, Lord, thou wilt see them now in this earth, that have turned their backs upon thee, that can manage their own affairs and their events without the help of an almighty God. Lord, how some of us have learned a painful lesson to you, that without thee we can do nothing. And we will thank thee, Lord, for a hope in our souls, that we long for thy embrace and long for thy precious promises, that we might bear witness of the Spirit that we are truly chosen vessels. Because, Lord, it's only thou can choose the way for us and still lead on. And bless the gospel, Lord, that it might be yet time for revival, a building up of our churches in their most holy faith, sinners made conscious of their sins and made to feel their need of Jesus and that sin-atoning blood that cleanseth from all sin. What a mercy, the almighty power of thy precious blood, Lord, to save our souls from death, destruction and despair. We come again this afternoon, Lord, dependent upon thee, to be mouth, mouth and wisdom to us, and with their dear ears might they unstop, their deaf ears unstop, and that thou wilt let thy saying sink down deep into their ears, Lord, the voice of the Son of God, through his word, which is left on record for our instruction and teaching in the way thou wilt have us to go. So, Lord, do we pray thee, meet our cases, meet our needs, and take us home, Lord, in peace afterwards, rejoicing in the day of the Lord and made. because of what we have handled, tasted and felt of the word of life in ourselves. Be our God and our guide, Lord, daily in our lives. We continually need you to watch over us, preserve and keep us from harm, and to supply every need, and be better to us than all our fears and all our just deserves. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Be with us with our afflictive dispensations. Help us to wait upon the Lord, to strengthen our weak hands, confirm our feeble needs, and say to us with a fearful heart, fear not. Thy God will come with vengeance. And Lord, we feel there's a need for thee for thy vengeance, to drive out the buyers and the sellers from our hearts. And Lord, to lead and guide us into all truth, and grant us that peace of God, that passeth all knowledge and understanding. That peace that thou hast left on record in thy word, that we cannot steal it, or come up as a thief or a robber out another way. But to be given patience to search thee through the scriptures, to find rest for our souls from time to time, as thou would take the word and heal it, and restore unto us the joy of salvation. Do remember this guilty man and nation. Do yet raise us up, honest and with integrity, leaders that shall acknowledge, Lord, of thee as the God of heaven and earth too, or is anything too hard to do. We also pray, Lord, in individual cases amongst us. Those things, Lord, that the journey is too great for them. Lord, who come and grant them a little liberty and hope, that thou knowest the way they take and thou try. And bring them forth as God of ours. Remember, O Lord, in mercy, those in our family members. We think, Lord, of their son-in-law, with that anxiety of an operation on Monday. Lord, may his sight be spared, and may it be sanctified in his heart, because no doubt it will in his wife's heart. Lord, it is by these things men live. And in these things is the life of their soul. Oh, how dependent we are upon thee, O God, to govern their ways and their affairs, and to order our footsteps by thy word, and to realize by these things men live in granting deliverance. By these things men live, and in these things is the life of their spirit. Now, Lord, what wait before? So many things to lay before thee, but thou knowest all things, Lord. Thou knowest our own needs. Each one of us have our need, Lord, but the need shall not always be forgotten. So, though, Lord, we will patience wait for it. Lord, we do pray that thou undertake for us each in our pathway, and that we might from time to time look on and clearly see this is the Lord's doing, marvellous in our lives. So as we lay these matters before thee, we do pray now for thy blessing upon us, and help us, Lord, to once again exalt the precious Christ. Sin-bitten sinners might take a little hope of encouragement that Jesus lives and reigns in his people's hearts, and at the set time he will deliver them and make them wise unto salvation through the gift of faith and grace in the merits of Jesus. Hear us in our poor breathings and forgive our sin, Lord, as we ask you for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn number 92. The tune is Hampstead 314. Who is this fair one in distress that travels from the wilderness and pressed with sorrows and with sins on her beloved Lord she leans? This is the spouse of Christ, our God, bought with the treasures of his blood, and her request and her complaint is but the voice of every saint.
Thank you.
and may be pleased to help me. Would again direct you prayerfully to John's Gospel, chapter 15 and verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. How vital then that we know that we are truly a branch that has been engrafted into Christ. You see, it is to receive the engrafted word, the word of God, dear friends, that is so vital, so necessary for you and me to have applied to our souls, that Jesus has taken us as a wild branch, as a worldly character, and quickened our soul and made us cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Our requests are often for something providential in the early days, rightly so, but when the Lord brings us along in life's journey a little, these circumstances that confront us, we've been very careless, perhaps in our lives, that we've neglected the throne of grace for God's help. And there's some hard lessons to learn for poor sinners that are following in the footsteps of the flock of God. But blessed be the Lord, as they read the word of God, they will know that they need to be quickened and made alive. They're not just a withered branch, but by the grace of God, there's been that life-giving sap from Jesus only, who in my soul and mine, I trust, has infused that life of the Spirit, whereby we realise that beyond death there is an eternity. An eternity, tremendous sound, as the hymn writer says, to manufacturers doomed to die. When we look around in the world today, all the killings, the murders, the attitude of man and to woman, and they think they're going to get away with it because they can deceive the judges sometimes with some plausible language if they come to court. But they never deceive God. And he said, be not deceived. And though our life it is that we're not left to be deceived or to pretend to what we are, to pretend what we think we are, when all the while we are paving our way to outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And these are things hard, perhaps, a poor speaker to bring before you, but it's in the Word of God. And if we are true believers, we live according to His Word. And we realise that the prince of this world is very powerful and subtle and would undermine you and me. But oh, how we do need that blessed Spirit of truth to abide in us, that we might flourish and bear real fruit. Oh, we read in Solomon about the little foxes, that they upset the grapes, don't they, little foxes. And foxes, you see, dear friends, are like the devil's agents, aren't they? They may allure you, and they might tempt you. And sometimes we fall down before them, dear friends, and feel to take heed of what the devil says. And all the while we need the Lord to govern our ways and our affairs, to abide in Him, to feel that life-giving sap flowing into your soul and mind. Live that life of faith by prayer and wrestling prayer, not to keep bringing providential matters, but to realise there's things higher than this, and that is the Spirit of truth to come down and reveal the will of God and make to us salvation known. This salvation will be all of His free and sovereign grace. Grace sufficient, strength made perfect in weakness for our poor sinners that want to know something of the blessed comfort of the visits of the Holy Spirit, that He might guide you and me into all truth, and to be clean. You have to cry out often, unclean, but do create in me a clean heart, O God. renew a right spirit within me. What is grace? The unmerited favour and love of God to the souls of His redeemed sheep. These branches that He's taken up, these branches that He purgeth it, that He might bring forth, as He tells us here, more fruit. For He says, from me is your fruit found. And so what a mercy to feel that union, communion with Him from off the mercy seat. Lord, do come and commune with me. Do come and bless thine own word. Make the hymn book life, light and liberty to my soul. But above that, we want the scriptures to be applied with power to our souls. Clean through the word. Something real in that. You see the Word made flesh. Jesus really formed in your heart and mind as the hope of glory. Nothing less than the blessed comforts and hopes of the promises that He applies to your soul and mind to feel that union. United to Christ, the true and the living vine, you cannot but receive living sap for your soul. It's not an imagination, as we said this morning, but evidences. And your evidences in mind are shone. And we humbly say to the Lord, didst thou not speak to me? Didst thou not give me an Emmaus Road visit? And thou showed me the way of escape from the wrath to come. And so we bless the Lord. Ye are the branches. It's not one, is it? It's chosen vessels according to His goodness and His mercy and His faithfulness. And you know, He will know you and me by that new name that He gives you. But all fair, my love, there's no spot or wrinkle in thee. And so we realise we're black, but through mercy comely. Because the Lord covers you and me with the mantle of His forgiving love. Blessed then, branches that have been chosen before the world made, that they might feel united to Christ, object of your soul's desire, Jesus crucified for you and for me. And so, it is that union, it is that contact, it is that feeling sense that Jesus is visiting your soul. You see, He likes the tents of Jacob well, but still in Zion loves to dwell. Blessed inhabitant of Zion, washed in the dear Redeemer's blood, and have that union with the church's living head. These branches. Oh, sometimes we're so barren, we wonder whether we shall be fruitful again. We have hopes in the past. We've been fruitful. The Lord has made a way for us, a crooked thing straight, a rough place plain, and darkness like before us. But the time comes again when we desire that he would confirm our souls with signs following. We need him in this dark day to build up our churches if it be his will. And nevertheless will be your desire of your soul. Do strengthen my weak hands, Lord. Do uphold and maintain me in the truth, and increase my faith and my hope and my love toward thee, that I might have some real living evidences that I have been chosen and should be found a vessel unto honour. Well, we need this united power of the Spirit upon us, that he might draw us by the cords of a man, by the bands of his love, and we come boldly. This is not in a fleshly boldness, it is the liberty of the Spirit. He pours the Spirit upon your soul. And you cry, Lord, send out the Spirit of truth to hold fast the form of sound words that thou hast bestowed upon me, because we might feel that he dwells in us, that he is truly formed in our hearts the hope of glory, that he becomes our refuge and our strength, that he gives us power when we're ready to faint, when something opposes us in our daily lives. Oh Lord, how can I ever overcome this trial? Oh, may I prove that this is the purging of the Lord to make us to bring forth more fruit. Yes, trials make the promise sweet. Trials give new life to prayer. Trials bring us to his feet to lay us low and keep us there. But all to be abundantly blessed with that life of the Spirit by God's goodness and mercy bestowed upon us. And that we might truly have love that will endeavour us and make us willing in the day of his power to keep his sayings. You see, he said, my sheep hear my voice. You often hear me quoted. My sheep hear my voice. And this is their mercy. And they follow me. You know, you might follow the giddy things of the world, but there's no profit in it. Your carnal mind and mine can be entertained with things in the world. But it's not salvation. And we do pray for grace that we might be purged with hyssop. We might be washed and be made whiter. Than whiter, dear friends, than we have been before. And be made to feel that Jesus is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Well, what a mercy this is, to be weaned from the world, to be made wise unto salvation through the love of Christ shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And so we do need that grace to keep his sayings. We need them to sink down, as he said, deep in our ears, into our very heart, that Jesus Christ might be formed in our very heart as the hope of glory, and to realise what a refuge this is. A refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. It is found in the merits of Jesus alone. Oh, do we value the merits of Christ as the good shepherd of the sheep, as the good vine, dear friends. And this sap that flows through the vine into your very newborn soul, because that's what you will be as a branch. You'll be a newborn soul. You'll give him no rest until he establishes you and be a praise in the earth. You feel united. There's that contact. There's that confirming evidence that he draws you by the cords of a man, by the bands of his love. He's stopped you in your mad career. You began to be one. And as you're brought into that pathway of a believer, you look to him, Lord, do God, that I might have fruit, that I might bear real fruit, that I might know something what it is to know something of this flourishing and bearing real fruit. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Meekness, ornaments of meekness and the quiet spirit, love, meekness, humility, and grace to cover all the multitude, dear friends, of your needs. My grace sufficient. And it is sufficient, but we must have faith. Lord Jesus, draw near to me. Draw me by the cords of men, by the bands of thy love. Don't leave me to turn back. I'm such a weak believer at times, such a poor disciple, but I do no long to know more of thy presence and thy help. Send out thy light, Lord. Cause me to hear thy voice. Cause me to seek to follow thee in that narrow way. And that grace will give me that comfort and hope that I should yet get the victory of this body of sin and death through the merits of Jesus. Or to know that the Lord is gone. You may lose sight of him. He may seem to leave you for a while. But do remember this, he conquered sin, death and hell for every man, woman and child in this covenant. The covenant in all things ordered, dear friends, and sure. And your hope will be sure. Is your surety of getting the victory? Because he has gone before you. He has conquered sin, death and hell for every chosen vessel. And all you bless the Lord. And so you abide in him. He's your only hope of getting the victory over this body of sin and death. He's your only hope in this evil day. And now you have to pray, Lord, keep me unspotted in this present evil book. Make me willing in the day of thy power, even to take up my cross and follow thee. A persuasion. A persuasion in your soul that you love the Lord. He has heard your voice and your supplication. Dare you deny you've heard his voice? He has given you warnings. He has given you pricks of conscience until that appointed time. You fear you've been grieving the Spirit. But now the appointed time came when he called you by his grace. And you said, his track I see a narrow way. His track I see and I'll pursue the narrow way. To him I view. It is a narrow way to get to heaven. But you have to pray, Lord, don't leave me to turn into bypath meadow. I see the dangers there of Mr. Ignorance and Mr. Wise Man, but I need that heavenly wisdom to observe these things and understand a little of the loving kindness of the Lord to our souls. The exhortation is to abide in me. Do we just pass a statement like that from the Word of God? Or does it exercise our souls to know the will of God? Show me now thy way, Lord. Lead me the plain path. Or don't leave me to be a deserter. We hear that of those in the services. They get so tired about being in the army or whatever, so forth, that they desert. Because they haven't got the courage to continue under that present system that they're under. A believer in Christ, you know, will know what it is to have tribulation. He or she might join a church. They might be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then they turn back. Why do they? Because the devil allures them and draws them aside. But if there's any light in them, they know where they've sinned and they'll be brought to repent and pray to the Lord Oh, forgive my shortcomings and failings. Give me grace. Give me faith. Give me tokens of thy love. And hold up my going. One of the greatest things I believe for a believer is to plead this, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps do not. With anxious times, anxious concerns, we're guilty of sinning day by day. Oh Lord, but do grant me that where my sins abound, that grace might much more abound. We need grace to enable us to continue in the fiery dark pathway. He says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened, but rejoice inasmuch as partakers of Christ's sufferings. So true believers will know what it is to be tried, tempted and tried. Sometimes so tempted they want to give it all up. But if you're engraved into this blessed Son of God, into this vine, you never can be broken off. Because the Lord determined to save. Even when you were Satan's blind slave, sporting with death, he was determined to save you. And you've had to realize since, only thou can hold me up, Lord. Only thou can bring me out of this darksome path. Only thee can save me from my sins through the merits of thy sin atoning blood, that blood that cleanseth from all sin. Oh, we bless God for that shed blood. But we want to know more the reality of it. Real things in our experience of this union with Christ, a branch that will not be left to be cast off. It also makes me to realize that if you abide not in him, he is cast forth. There's no room, dear friends, for those that have not been chosen in the furnace of affliction. And so your afflictive dispensations wear you down sometimes, and you wonder, where will the scene end? Oh, do not forget grace. Do not forget the unmerited mercy of Jesus. Here bring you, dear friends, through this wilderness world. And yeah, you'll be more than a conqueror through him that has loved you and washed you from your sins in his precious blood. What a saviour. And it's without money and without price. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Living waters flowing out of the scripture. And you draw water from the wells of salvation, that this branch might flourish, that it might bring forth real fruit, seed, time, and harvest, for your soul and mine, through gospel days. And though you cannot get what you truly want, but your hope is built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus. He's faithful to promise. If your hunger is great enough, you'll give him no rest until he establishes you in the praise of the earth. And it's that the Father might be glorified through the Son of God. Bless him, mercy. And so he gives you grace to continue in those evidences that you've received of his love. For having loved his own that were in the world, he loves them to the end, and he'll never leave them. Might come in the beginning of the week again, you feel, how dark, how lonely I feel. Where is the blessedness I once saw when Jesus revealed himself to me? Well, if he's revealed himself to you ever, you come again. We need to grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, that he may conform the one to his death, crucified to the world. Yes, you'll be involved in things of the world, but you'll pray for grace to hold them with a loose hand. You see no other refuge for your soul but in the merits of Christ. And in this vine, Jesus is the vine, and you're a branch. And he will have told you so, and will tell you again and again, that you are one of these chosen branches. Didn't pass by and leave you there, did he? Like the priest, dear friends, and that case of the good Samaritan came right where he was. Jesus comes right where you are. The most needful spot and place in your life, when Jesus himself drew near. He looked upon you as a branch. And he saw your sad state of nature. He reached for his arm. He picked you up and he grafted you and me into the name of Christ. For your treasure is in him. Matchless grace will make that treasure yours and mine. And we bless God for this treasure. This treasure in an earthen vessel is the love of Christ. Treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of power may be of God and not of us. You can't cause yourself to be born of God, but you'll be born of the water of the Spirit. Jesus, having loved his own that were in the world, he loves them to the end. So he comes as that. And he takes care of you. And will take care of you. Once in him and in forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. Blessed be the Lord. And so we realize the opposite. If we abide not in him, he is cast forth. But he picks you up, dear friends. He picks you up and gathers you into his cause. He gathers you into his house. And he gathers you and me together to gather round his word. And he said, thy words were found and I had eaten them. And there was joy and rejoicing in my heart. This is how he gathers these branches that seem to be perhaps an irresponsible state. But they haven't, dear friends, fully died. And he revives them and brings them into his banqueting house, and his banner over them with love. He's united to Christ. And that's where you give that life-giving sound. Because he saw you as a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to save your soul from danger, interpose his precious blood. Oh, to feel more of this love of Christ, which is rich and free, fixed on his own eternity. And so abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. You say, well, I don't seem to be brought much. Sufficient unto the day, dear friends, is the evil thereof. And he subdues the evil, dear friends, and causes you through mercy to come just in that set time to favour you and me with the favour that he bears unto his people. And visits you with his salvation. That'll revive you. You flourish and bear fruit. You go on your way rejoicing. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much food, but without me. And that's the religion, dear friends, of the making of you and me. He died, he will work, and who conducted in making your soul to have revealed to you that he has redeemed you from the curse of the law. And Christ becomes your all and in all. No other refuge but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And you say he's tracked my sin and all, and I believe and follow in the footsteps of the prophet God, because I'm not ashamed to own him as my Lord and Saviour, because he's reached for and touched my heart and made me to walk in the fear of the Lord, yes, sometimes all the day long, to realise that Jesus has done it. And Jesus is the object of my soul's desire. Jesus crucified for me. But we must leave it there, friends. May the Lord bless their few remarks. Give to himself all the glory. And have mercy and forgiveness all of us. We ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 921, the tune is Cambridge 16. In union with the Lamb from condemnation free, the saints of everlasting were and shall forever be. In covenant from of old, the sons of God they were. The feeblest lamb in Jesus' fold was blessed in Jesus there. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.